right. So thank you for staying and for showing up. I am going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is dit da jiao and how it's used in traditional Chinese medicine. Now, TCM is used by the majority of the world's population, and it is a holistic system that has been developed over thousands of years through trial and error. It's still used today by many people in China and also in other parts of the world as well. As a holistic medicine, there are different approaches that are used in TCM, such as probably what some of you are familiar with, such as acupuncture and cupping, but also herbal medicine, which is an important component of TCM. For many of us here, I'm sure we're familiar with the fact that plants produce secondary compounds, also called secondary metabolites. And these metabolites are beneficial because they help plants interact with their world. And that's what I am. I'm a plant biologist, and this is my area of study. And so for plants being sessile organisms without a nervous system, they have to be able to communicate with other organisms and basically get their point across. And they do so through these secondary compounds. Now, many of these secondary compounds are bioactive, meaning they have an impact on cells and tissue and the physiology of other organisms. And not a surprise, many pharmaceutical companies and medical research then look at plants and the secondary compounds that they produce as a guide for to develop new drugs. And indeed, about 25% of Western drugs are based on these bioactive compounds. Now, dit da jiao is a liniment used in traditional Chinese medicine and is used to treat impact trauma. There are many different formulations, some of which are taken internally and others that are applied as an external liniment. But what they have in similarity is that they all contain a variety of herbs, fungi, and insects, which are cooked, soaked, and then aged in an alcohol solvent, hence the wine component of iron hit wine. Now, aging ostensibly creates a stronger jiao, and indeed there are stories about people digging up old ancient jiaos of jar and how they're highly sought after. And these recipes for dit da jiao tend to be secretive, so they're like guarded family secrets. Now, what might not be a surprise then is that martial artists tend to use dit da jiao for the obvious reason to treat impact trauma, but also for use in a process called fist conditioning, which I'll talk about here in a moment. Martial artists often obtain their jiao through long martial lineages, which are like martial arts families consisting of your teacher, your brothers and sisters, your aunts and uncles and grandparents within the larger martial family. And so the teacher would obtain their dit da jiao recipe from their teacher who received it from their teacher. And when they want to make a dit da jiao recipe, a dit da jiao bash, they would take the recipe to TCM herbalists, obtain the ingredients, and then make a batch of jiao, and then distribute this jiao to their students. Now, of course, nowadays you can actually buy dit da jiao online. So if you go to Google and you type in dit da jiao, you can find all kinds of formulations promising to do all of these wondrous things for your fists and your health as a martial artist. Now, martial artists typically use dit da jiao to stimulate healing and blood flow, of course, to reduce pain, bruising, and swelling, and also to strengthen soft tissue and bones, which relates to fist conditioning. Wing Chun is a system of Chinese martial arts. It's principally a striking, or it is a striking martial art, meaning they use their fists, let their fists do the talking. And it utilizes fist conditioning to create what's called a stone fist. And so fist conditioning would include like striking a heavy bag or a wall bag filled with sand and small rocks to help the practitioner learn how to punch, but also to strengthen the muscles and tendons and create that stone fist by increasing bone density. Now, Yip Man, who is a famous grandmaster, some of you might be familiar with the movies created about Yip Man or by the fact that he taught Bruce Lee. Now, he inherited Lung Jian's Dit Da Jiao formula and then passed down that recipe to his martial lineage. And so here is one Wing Chun martial lineage here. What starts off with Wing Chun, who she developed a Wing Chun system. Here's Lung Jian here and Yip Man, who passed down his recipe to Mo Yat, and then to Dunhua, and then to Sifu Wayne Bellino, who's here with us today. Martial artists apply this jowl externally to their fists, for example, obviously for impact trauma, but also for daily use and before and after fist conditioning to help expedite the healing process. So, based on our knowledge of how martial artists use Zitta Jiao in their practice, and the fact that there are stories about younger Jiao versus older Jiao, and that the older Jiao may be stronger and have better properties, and also the fact that nowadays you can just buy Zitta Jiao online, right? So we ask these questions, such as, are there bioactive molecules that are beneficial for impact trauma and fist conditioning in Zitta Jiao used by martial artists, particularly Wing Chun practitioners? And then, if there is a difference between the aged batches, and if there is a difference between traditionally prepared Zitta Jiao and also the commercial formulation that you can just buy online. So we used a full-spectrum gas chromatography mass spectrometry to identify molecules, particularly focusing on the bioactive molecules present in the jiao, in two batches of traditionally prepared Lungjun's jiao, one aged for 1 year and another aged for 5 years, and then this randomly selected commercial formulation, which promises everything. I'm not going to talk about the specific ingredients because we need to protect the confidentiality of these recipes. So what did we find? Well, I think some pretty neat results here. So these are two gas chromatographs, one for the 1 year jiao and the other for the 5 year jiao. And what I'm going to point out here are the peaks. So on the right side of the chromatograph are the peaks for the larger molecules. And on the left side of the chromatograph are peaks for smaller molecules. And so what you should be able to notice here is that in the 1 year jiao, you see this plethora, this many different large molecules present in the jiao relative to the 5 year jiao, which does not have those large molecules present. But what it does have are those smaller bioactive molecules, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But what about the commercial jiao? What did we find? Well, I'm going to keep up this 5 year jiao chromatograph so you can see all the peaks and the smaller peaks that you might find in an organic liniment versus the commercial jiao. Now, this is a blown up chromatograph of the commercial jiao. So this is time on the y-axis. And so this goes to about 1 hour, and which would be equivalent to about here. And what you notice are a few peaks and just how the line is flat, meaning there's really just not much there. And then what's there are really specific compounds, as if somebody took something like an essential oil and just put it in a wine, for example, or an alcohol solvent and bottled it. So what are those peaks? What are those molecules that we found? Well, if we look at a partial list, again, we want to protect the integrity and confidentiality of the recipes, but here's a partial list of bioactive compounds found in the jiao. So this is for the 5 year jiao, and there are a number of those smaller molecules that are beneficial for impact trauma and skin conditioning. And so we find, for instance, an analgesic to help with pain, an antiseptic to help clean the wounds, anti-inflammatories, and even rhododendron, which helps increase skin elasticity in the skin, which of course would be necessary for those repeated blows on the fists to help protect the skin. Now in the 1 year jiao, we found some different molecules. Coumarin is a shared molecule, so providing that analgesic and the antiseptic. But also what I find is interesting, the salicylic acid, which you might know is good for skin, right? It helps condition the skin and rejuvenate the skin. And also is good to treat calluses, because you don't want to build up big calluses on your fists over time. But how about those large molecules? Well, the GC mass spec we used was unable to identify the large molecules, and that's a topic of an ongoing investigation right now, so we'll use a different GC mass spec. But based on some other evidence that we have, complementary evidence, we think that at least some of those molecules are beneficial for bone health to help protect against the development of osteoporosis. And some of that evidence would be just our own knowledge of the ingredients of these plants that are used to create the Zitta Jiao, and the large bioactive molecules that have been identified in those particular ingredients that have been shown in the medical literature to be beneficial for bone health. Now, the commercial jiao, like a gas chromatograph indicated, just really didn't have very much in it at all. It had salicylic acid, which is good for skin conditioning, and also as an antiseptic, and also the acetic acid. So it's beneficial for superficial inflammation and some skin conditioning. But then when we look at all of the gels together, and instead and looking at particular ingredients or bioactive molecules, let's look at the number of properties that each of the gel possesses. And so the traditionally prepared gel has a number of properties that are beneficial for martial artists, such as the analgesic, the anti-inflammatories, an astringent, skin conditioners, and then potentially these bone health molecules, which would be beneficial, again, to help protect the fist as they undergo fist conditioning, versus the commercial gel, which had a few that were beneficial. So overall, all these formulations and batches that we looked at contained really wonderful smelling aromatic compounds. Think like degrading earth and strawberries, just really rich, yummy smells. But also compounds that are antibacterials and anti-inflammatory properties. But what was really distinct and interesting was that the differences between the 1 and the 5 year gel, which was caused, of course, by the aging process. So they all start out the same, the ingredients are cooked, but then they degrade over time and reactions occur, releasing bioactive molecules into the liniments. And this is important because of how martial artists use Ditto gel, because they value the 1 year and the 5 year gel differently and use them for slightly different purposes. So again, they're both beneficial for treating superficial wounds, etc. But the 1 year gel had the additional compounds in it that are beneficial for treating minor cuts, for example, that one might get from a little bit of overuse on the heavy bag, and then fist conditioning molecules, which are beneficial for bone health. That supports the traditional use of Ditto gel by martial artists, because the 1 year gel is typically used for daily use and for fist conditioning, both before and after, whereas the 5 year gel, an older, would be reserved for maybe a little bit more serious injuries. We're not talking about compound fractures, just a little bit more than one would experience during the fist conditioning process. And then this commercial gel, this particular one, just kind of looks like a knockoff, where it has a few beneficial components in it, but not the full complement of properties that one would find in the traditionally prepared gels. So overall, based on historical and continued use of Ditto gel by martial artists, and also based on the clinical trials on the efficacy of Ditto gel on treating impact trauma that you can find in the Chinese literature. So you don't see anything about Ditto gel in the English literature, but when you go to the Chinese literature, you do find studies that do show that Ditto gel is beneficial for impact trauma. And then combined with these study results of this particular type of Ditto gel within this particular family lineage, that Lungjian's Ditto gel seems to be beneficial for the typical impact trauma and fist conditioning experienced by Wing Chun practitioners, which then supports the traditional way that they've been using Ditto gel for a very long time. So I'd like to thank Sifu Wayne Bellanoa, again, who's with us here, and our family lineage of Yip Man, Moya, and Sunny Tang for access to the Ditto gel and for allowing us to examine the formula. And again, just Mikula for assistance with the GC mass spec. And thank you. We'd be happy to answer any questions, both of us.